In 2011, Arkansas State University started the process of acquiring and restoring the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home in Dyess. In order to raise funds for the project, the Johnny Cash Music Festival was held in Jonesboro. Over the years, the Boyhood Home, the old theater building, and the administration building have been restored under the first phase of the project, thanks to the proceeds from the music festival. In order to start the second phase of work, the Johnny Cash Heritage Festival will take place. Instead of one concert being held in Jonesboro, this festival will cover 3 days in October. A symposium will take place October 19th and 20th, and the music portion of the festival will be held Saturday, October 21st in Dyess. Johnny Cash's oldest daughter, Roseanne, says it's appropriate that the festival and music be held at the location where the Cash family moved during the New Deal era. Roseanne says the cotton fields that surround the home are perfect for the concert because the land was an inspiration for much of her dad's music.
He didn't see an interview with my dad that he didn't mention how formative growing up here was for him and how his music was seeded from this very soil and the hard work and the family. And he took such great pride in it. He did not romanticize picking cotton for 1 second, but he knew the value of learning a work ethic that was founded in the hard work that they did, and he took that work ethic with him his whole life.
The Dyess Colony was created in 1934 as part of President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal to aid the nation's recovery from the Great Depression. Cash explains how it impacted the families who lived there.
It's such an important part of American history. People don't think about the New Deal and the Works Progress Administration and what that meant to Americans when it happened. I guess maybe it's too close and not close enough for us to really take in the gravity of what that meant for Americans. And 500 desperately poor families moved to Dyess, Arkansas because FDR created a WPA community here, and it saved them. And the Cash family moved here in 1935, and they were saved by that program.
Roseanne Cash. The music on October 21st will feature Osceola native Buddy Jewell at 12:15. At 1:30, Tommy and Joanne Cash will perform. At 3 o'clock, Roseanne Cash and Chris Christopherson will perform a two-hour concert. A hydraulic stage for the concert will be placed in a field next to the Boyhood Home, and proceeds from this festival will be used to start the second phase of the project, which will be to recreate the farmstead buildings at the Cash Boyhood Home project. Reporting from Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves.